This is not gossip. We are positive.
I message Aida Solomon affirm that I will be faithful and clear on true allegiance to the public of Uganda, and they will preserve, protect, and defend the constitution. So help me God.
I'm Maringo Patrick Bosco, saying in the name of the Almighty of God, solemnly affirm that I will give faithful service to this council and support and uphold the constitution of the Republic of Uganda as by the law established. So help me God.
You see, sometimes I'm polite because I really don't want to create political problems for people who belong to the same party as myself. So that's why I don't talk so much. But this must stop. I shouldn't speak about this for 2 weeks, begging, writing, lobbying. I'm now a lobbyist. I will no longer lobby. I will use my authority to say no. Finished. And when I say no, it will be no. You better know that.
It's 89.8 FM News Time.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Welcome for the latest news on Radio Wa. But first, a look at the top stories. PWD's Indira decry poor district leadership. Museveni says he surprised everybody with his wonderful cabinet. And more than 350,000 people in dire need for food in Ethiopia's Tigray region. The news now in detail. Persons with disabilities, PWDs living in Lira, have decried the poor working relationship between them and the district leadership, which they say has hindered their development. Matthew Okelomari, chairperson for the persons with disabilities in Lira, said they are so much disappointed by the leaders who do not take their concerns as important. He noted that there is no provision for a secondary school in Lira for persons with disabilities that is catering for the blind unless one travels to Soroti or another district, which he says is hindering them acquire education.
Yes, we are the most vulnerable category for people within the society. If you move around, no any single senior secondary school for the blind sub-region. But if you went to the other district like Soroti and Higanga, those people, they plan for their people with disabilities. There is a senior secondary school for the blind in Madara. The other one is there in Higanga. If you compare here in Langsat region, we have a good number of senior secondary people for every children who are not disabled, sub-county by sub-county. But imagine, our people, when they complete their primary level, they just go back home because it is not easy to access the level of senior secondary.
Mara says there's misappropriation of money meant for the projects aimed at helping them, noting that the disability grant from the government does not serve its purpose. He said that the money is being diverted by corrupt individuals at the local government level, yet they are not beneficiaries of the program.
Yes, if you compare youth livelihood fund, the number of persons with disability who are benefiting that fund are very few. If you go to Amalata, Dosolo, Yam, Leptown, even a single youth with disability are not getting that fund. Except Lira here, I put more pressure on them. So right now, they start giving that little fund to our people with disability, for example.
Mara requested government for an increase in the disability fund allocation and change in the procedures of disbursement. Residents of Starch Factory have raised concerns on a group of youth who are terrorizing people at night. Speaking to our news desk, one of the locals of the area who preferred anonymity for security purposes said very many people have lost their property to the youth who are between 16 to 23 years. He says they are always waylaying people and robbing them of personal property, harassing women sexually, mostly in the areas of Starch Factory and Sugarlock Market. The LC1 chairperson of Starch Factory, Thomas Odomoch, confirmed the incident to a reporter, citing cases of theft of household materials like bicycles and vital machines from garages. AIVA warned the suspects against such hacks, adding that they may be forced to start beating up these thieves since most of them, when taken to court or when always arrested, they are released. Police has always advised people not to take law into their hands, but rather follow the required procedures to handle issues. And parents have been warned against shared labor during this partial lockdown. The Lira District Labor Officer, Tom Ogota, says some parents might want to take advantage of this situation to relax on their responsibilities as they use the children for heavy home duties. Ogota said in the first lockdown, many children were subjected to several abuse, including child labor, teenage pregnancies, among others, something he has parents to be on the watch out. He also warned employers, especially the factories, against employing children, something he says they will ensure close supervision and monitoring of the employment sector is done. Earlier last month, Lira District Labor Office carried out inspections at different organizations, which results indicated that most workers are being exploited by their employers, while some incidences of shared labor also surfaced. And in other news, President Museveni has said that whereas he found a hard time coming up with cabinet, he surprised everyone with the list he released. The president on Tuesday evening released the new cabinet list, and to the surprise of everyone, former education minister and retired UPDF major Jessica Alupu was named vice president, whereas outgoing state minister for general duties Robin Anabanja was named prime minister. Many have since laughed at the new cabinet. Speaking to Parliament on Thursday, yesterday, after the reading of the budget, Museveni boasted that he surprised everyone with the new cabinet. The president said despite having a hard time coming up with the new cabinet, he was able to surprise many who had wished to predict him. He insisted that there are many good people that he should have considered, but noted that just like Jesus chose from many people to be part of his movement, he could not include everyone in his cabinet. The news is on Radio Wa, 89.8 FM.
Wa Business Today.
Brought to you by Guru Nanak Oil Mills Company Limited, manufacturers of Shea Butter Master Wash Laundry Bar Soap.
Lira City Border Border Riders Association, a body which brings together all the border operators within Lira City, yesterday elected their leaders. The election was attended by the chairpersons for the border of the different stages in Lira City, and it saw Sam Odun of MTN Stage Amolam elected chairperson, Dennis Achar of Corner Work Stage as vice chairperson, Juma Awera of New Lira Supermarket Stage as general secretary, deputized by Moses Chibok of Vintage Stage, Bosco Kiza of Corner DL Stage as treasurer, Francis Enang of KCB Bank Stage was elected publicity, while Richard Ogwal elected mobilizer. Speaking at the event, which took place at Emhan He House in Lira City yesterday, the chairperson-elect, Sam Odun of MTN Stage Amolam, called for unity among the members. Odun said he hopes the Border Border Circle will help lobby for developments of projects for its members, something they had been missing out since they were not in a uniform group. He also called on them to observe SOPs and respect curfew times so that they remain safe from the virus, as well as the police. All the chairpersons of Lira City Border Border Riders are executive members in the association.
Health news.
The Uganda Blood Transfusion Services has partnered with Next Media Services in a campaign aimed at collecting enough blood to last the country through the COVID-19 lockdown. The campaign that started on June 7th is to last until June 14th this year, with the aim to collect at least 1,500 units of blood daily across the country. Uganda Blood Transfusion Services Executive Director Dr. Dorothy Sheyune says they have different blood collection centers across major parks and arcades. Dr. Sheyune said that the abrupt closure of schools deprived the transfusion services of its main donor, which are the students, and this campaign comes to avert an imminent blood shortage problem. According to Uganda Blood Transfusion Services, students in Uganda contribute at least 70% of the total blood collections, and in a period when schools are closed, the transfusion arrives suffer.
International news.
A high-level UN-led committee that focuses on rapid responses to humanitarian crisis estimated about 350,000 people in Ethiopia's Embata Tigray region are facing famine conditions. The 350,000 figure was presented at a meeting of the Inter-Agency Standing Committee comprising 18 United Nations and non-United Nations organizations chaired by UN Humanitarian Chief Mark Lowcock. The analysis, which diplomats say it could be released publicly, found millions more across Tigray required urgent food and agriculture or other livelihood support to avert further slides towards famine.
War Sports on 89.8 FM for updates on the latest sports news.
Former Chelsea manager Frank Lampard will work with the BBC as a pundit at this summer's European Championships. Lampard will join notable names like Darren Fletcher and Jimmy Floyd alongside regulars Gary Lineker, Alan Shearer and Rio Ferdinand. He is expected to be in the studio for England's opening game against Croatia on Sunday. Lampard will also be offering his opinion when France play Portugal on June 23rd. The 42-year-old worked with BT Sport as a pundit before taking his first job in management with Derby County, but he has been out of work since he was fired by Chelsea in January.
Wa Ecclesia Church News.
Pope Francis has encouraged busy Catholics to say the Jesus Prayer throughout the day. Speaking at the general audience yesterday, the Pope recommended the short prayer at the heart of Eastern Christianity's mystical tradition, referring to the 19th century Russian spiritual classic, The Way of a Pilgrim. He said the spiritual journey of the Russian pilgrim begins when he comes across a phrase of St. Paul in the first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 17 to 18, that we should pray constantly, always, and for everything, give thanks. And dear listener, let's end the news with a recap of the top stories. Persons with disabilities in Lira decry poor district leadership. Museveni says he surprised everybody with his wonderful cabinet. And more than 350,000 people in dire need for food in Ethiopia's Tigray region. Thank you so much for joining us. That was all yet for you this morning. Stay tuned for Yamalo program coming in here shortly. And have a good morning.